Still, in a way, not to flatter you, we fancy you that you are so strikingly brainy and well-lettered in yourselves as ever were the Seamus Seamoness Limited. Could you use worse of yourself? Ingenious Sean, we still so fancied, if only you would take your time so and the trouble of so doing it. Oopoo now.
Undoubtedly, but that is so. Sean replied, the muttermilk of his blood donor beginning to work. And while innocent of disseminating the foul emanation, it would be a fall day I could not, soul, so you can keep your space, and by the power of blurry wards I am liable to do it. I am convicted of it. Any time ever I liked. Bet ye fippence of me boot allowance, with the all o' grossest transfusiasm as, you see, while I can soriquise the Simonish better than most, it is an open-air secret, be it said, how I am extremely ingenuous at the clerking, even with my barely left and aragobras. I'd pencil it with immensuensos as easy as I'd perorate a chicorode of beans for the price of two maracles and my trifolium librato, the orthodox book of leaf, would, if given to daylight, I hold a most incredible faith about it, far exceed what that bogus bolshie of a shame, my soulmate's brother, Gowie Fex, is conversant with in audible black and prink. How tragedy of poets' gods, a comedy of letters. I have them all, tame, deep, and harried, in my mind's eye. And one of these fine days, man dear, when the mood is on me, that I will hap cut my throat with my tongue tonight, but I will be o'er moved to take part lewd and intervent at Patrick, just like a work of merit, mark my words and append to you my Mark Twang, and that will open up your pucktripper's ops for you, bro the brewer, only for, as a pact, and an immature, and a neophyte, and a spacium spaciosum, and 111 other things. I would never for anything take so much trouble of such doing. And why so? Because I am altogether a chap too fly and hairyman for to infradig the like of that utter virulence. And by all I hold sacred on earth, clouds, and in heaven, I swear to you on my peep and oath, by the awe of Sean, and that's a howl of a name, that I will commission to the flames any incenderist, whosoever, or araman, howso clever, who would endeavour to set ever any maroon a moother of mine on fire. Rock me, Julie, but I will so home.